Welcome to edition number 14 of Looking Back Again, a tribute to Don Daynard's original Looking Back show heard on CKFM 99.9 in Toronto back in the 80s. This show is being heard on Audi Oldies, on Winnie Radio in Meredith, New Hampshire, and on D-Moose Radio throughout Canada. Hello there. This is Count Dracula. I don't suppose you expected me to drop in on this Looking Back Again show, but I guess you know what time of the year it is. It's Halloween, and so Sam is going to present a spine-tingling Halloween show just for you, and maybe I'll be around to bite your neck as well. Well, Count, I don't think anybody wants you to do that, I hate to tell you, but anyway, we do have a lot of great Halloween songs, songs that you'll expect to hear like Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and Haunted House by Jumpin' Gene Simmons, but we have a lot of other great songs, some of which you may have never heard before. So let's get started with a jumpin' song from 1956. Here's Screamin' Jay Hawkins and Little Demon.
He'll rock with a crazy little demon blowing his top, fire in his eyes and smoke from his head. You gotta be real cool to hear the words he said. He did a mumma 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 mumma. For the one he loved, so he had death on his mind, cause my demon let him go. Gonna run through the world till he understand his pain. Somebody help him get his demon home again. He did a mama, 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 mama. Took the fruity out of fruity, had the devil drinking wine. He did a she finally got across to the crazy little demon that a woman still a boss. Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock, you can still hear the demon blowing his top. You did a mama, 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 mama. That cat was mad. He pushed back night, bought in afternoon. He even made leap year jump over the moon. He took the 4th of July and he put it in May. He took this morning, bought back yesterday. He did a
snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand in a graveyard mine, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? the ice wagon flew. Hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Baby, who had passed on a short time before. She came all the way from heaven just to be with me once more. She climbed down out of a chariot and came walking straight to me. I could feel my blood chilling, 'cause I was scared as I could be. She said, darling, don't be frightened, it's only the ghost of your baby you see. Yes, my heart still stirs when she touched me, and then to my surprise, yes, her kisses were warm as ever, which made me realize new loves come and go. Never really die.
Will she stay with me till morning? Till the sun blazed in the sky. She turned to me, said, Daddy, it's time to say goodbye.
As the ghost of my baby climbed back in a chair to ride, ride, ride.
Oh, I love those R&B ballads, that's for sure. Those were the Checkers and Ghost of My Baby. And I'm not sure what year that came out, but the Checkers, of course, had a couple of hits like Somewhere Over the Rainbow and White Cliffs of Dover. And the Checkers were obviously a group that was named after Billy Ward and the Dominoes. Dominoes, Checkers, get it? Two games? And I think even Bill Brown was the bass in both groups, the Dominoes and the Checkers. I don't know what happened when they both had to perform on the same night. Before that, we heard from Bo Diddley from 1955, and Who Do You Love? We just lost Bo in early June. And we started the set off with Screamin' Jay Hawkins and Little Demon here on our special Halloween show here on Looking Back Again. It's time to go back to 1949 now for this one. Here's Vaughn Monroe and Ghost Riders in the Sky, a cowboy legend.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies. and up a cloudy draw. The ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbi-yi-yo, loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yi-yay.
In the sky.
Village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him. Now let us tell you how.
If your path has midnight dark, fly a graveyard gold, and someone with a that's a serious mold. Or on some dark and stormy night, while the tempest blows, if someone with a that's a serious mold. He sees all, he knows all, he gets in everywhere. Wait for you upon the stairs, so when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. If someone whistles, that's a serious blow. Wake from sleep by the beep, beep, beep of a boot from down below. That's a serious blow. If that dawn of early morn a trumpet softly blows,
that's a serious mold.
up on that stair. Beware, beware, I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Mr. Goals is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night. Oh, that Mr. Ghost is going to town. He's feeling great, and he can't be late because he's got a date. So do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophone, cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
Well, we just heard Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang there, and Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. Before that, we heard from Carl Rattledge and his orchestra and Mysterious Mouse. And we started the set off with Vaughn Monroe and a classic song from out of 1949, Ghost Riders in the Sky, a cowboy legend. Well, you're listening to the Halloween Show here on Looking Back Again. Hope you're enjoying it. And for those of you that are listening on either Winnie Radio in Meredith, New Hampshire, or DeMoose Radio, you might want to check out my website if you haven't already. The address is www.audioldies.net. And we have a lot of music you can download on either our regular files page or our themes page, which is just about to change for the month of November. And you'll just have to check the themes page and see what it is. You can leave comments about this show or any other shows that you hear by going to the comments form and filling it out, letting me know what you think of the show. But I don't want to talk too much about my website. We have so much music to play here. We're going to hear from Rosemary Clooney now and a song called The Wobblin' Goblin.
Once was a sad little goblin who had a broken broom. When he went anywhere, it would wobble in the air, and his heart would fill with gloom. He tried so hard to fix it every night, but he just couldn't get it working right. The wobbling goblin with the broken broom could never fly too high. For right at the takeoff, another piece would break off, and soon he would be dangling in the sky. Each evening, just as he would leave the ground, his radio would say,
"Control tower to goblin, your broomstick is wobbling, you'd better make a landing right away."
It soon got so he could only ride when the witches took him piggyback. Until at last he used his brain and bought himself an aeroplane. So if you'll look for him on Halloween, you'll see him zip and zoom. No harm can befall him, no longer can they call him the Wobbling Goblin with the Broken Broom. Another piece would break off, and he would soon be dangling in the sky. Each evening, just as he would leave the ground, his radio would say,
"Control tower to goblin, your broomstick is wobbling. You better make a landing right away."
It soon got so he could only ride when the witches took him piggyback. Until at last he used his brain and bought himself an aeroplane. So if you'll look for him on Halloween, you'll see him zip and zoom. No harm can befall him, no longer can they call him the Wobbling Goblin with the Broken Broom.
It's very dark in here. Ambrose, where are you? Oh, Ambrose, hold my hand. Ambrose, something's vibrating. The walls are shaking. Ambrose, we can't go on like this. Why can't we sit in the park like other boys and girls? Why do we have to walk in the subway tunnel?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, when you grow up, why don't you be a doctor? You don't want to be a doctor? You want to be a disc jockey? Oh, Ambrose, you can't spend the rest of your life avoiding responsibilities. Ambrose, how many times have you been in love? Can't you ever be serious?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, if I gave you my picture, would you carry it in your wallet? Well, if I gave you a wallet, would you? I'll put some money in it. What do you mean, how much? Honest, Ambrose, it's not that I didn't want to have the party at my house. I couldn't. My mommy wouldn't let me. She's ashamed. We haven't got a color telephone. Ambrose, what was that? Oh, Ambrose, I've asked you a million times. Why do we have to walk in a subway tunnel?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, maybe you'd like me better if I peroxide my hair like Eloise. Eloise, you know Eloise, your mother. You wouldn't like me peroxide.
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, just think.
Thank you. three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. On the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Well, that was one of the very first songs ever written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach. A song that they're probably not terribly proud of now, but it was written in 1958. It's called The Blob and performed by the Five Blobs. Actually, the Five Blobs was just one person, a fellow by the name of Bernie Nee. Before that, we heard from John Zachary, who was a TV horror show host in Philadelphia. And this was his one and only hit, Dinner with Drac. I understand there were two different versions of that song recorded, and I don't think that that's the original. But the original version is quite hard to find, but that's the most common version heard, and we played it for you here on Looking Back Again. Before that, Linda Lori from 1958 and Ambrose Part 5. And no, there were no Parts 1 through 4. The record was just recorded as Ambrose Part 5. The interesting thing about that song is she does both voices, her own and Ambrose's voice, the very masculine male voice that says, "Just keep walking." I don't know how she managed to do that, but that is her doing both voices on that 1958 classic novelty song. And we started the set off with Rosemary Clooney and a little different tune than she normally does, called The Wobblin' Goblin. Well, let's continue with some more music now. We're going to hear a gruesome song by Billy Ward and the Dominoes from 1951. It's called The Bells, and the song is about the fact that this guy is so sad and depressed and lost without his baby that he actually digs her up out of her grave to see her face again. This was recorded on the Federal label, and back at this time, the lead singer of Billy Ward and the Dominoes was Clyde McFadder, who would later go on to form the Drifters and end up having a solo career as well. But clearly, this is Clyde McFadder at his best as he weeps and wails for his baby on The Bells.
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here.
Oh, 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 oh.
Therefore, black horses with eyes of flame red, their roses tied with ribbons all around my baby's head.
Whoa.
The bells are ringing, and they say, "I'll go and see." Well, I know why they're ringing. They're ringing out for me. Yes, I know why they're ringing.
Phantom stage goes by
as the vultures circle high,
till it hits the bend and crashes down the shale, and its horses scream with fright as they rumble through the night. The phantom stage that haunts the canyon trail. The night stage out of Canyon City wrecked in 65. 11 souls were on the coach and not one left alive. Old timers used to shiver when they heard the grisly tale. They said old Nick himself that night was seen along the trail.
The Phantom Stage goes by.
'Twas a gal the name of Sue that the trouble started through, and a box of golden nuggets, so it's all. She had turned the gambler down, and that night was leaving town, so he planned to get the woman and the gold.
Get along, keep moving, get along. The Phantom Stage goes by as the vultures circle high,
till it hits the bend and crashes down the shale. Horses scream with pride as they rumble through the night. The Phantom Stage that haunts the canyon trail.
Get along.
He waited on the canyon as the lights was growing dim. The first shot hazed the driver as the coach got to the rim. He'd lashed the maddened horses, but they hadn't far to go. They slipped and overshot the rim and disappeared below.
The Phantom Stage goes by.
At dawn they searched the ground, but the wreck was never found. And when you pass the spot, you're not alone. For at midnight on the trail, it's the lost who tell the tale, as they whispered that the devil took his all.
Get along, keep moving. The Phantom Stage goes by as the vultures circle high,
till it hits the bend and crashes down the shale, and his horses scream with pride as they rumble through the night.
The Phantom Stage that haunts the canyon trail.
That haunts the canyon trail.
In the Tower of London, large as life, the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, they declare. Poor Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife, until he made the headsman bob her hair. Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago, and she comes up at night to tell him so, with her head tucked underneath her arm. She walks the bloody tower with the head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for. Gadzook, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore. And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm, with her head tucked underneath her arm. She walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath that arm at the midnight hour. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes. She often catches cold, poor thing. It's cold there when it blows. And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose with her head tucked underneath that arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread for all his gals and pals, a ghostly crew. The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread. Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do. She holds her head up with a wild war whoop, and Henry cries, "Don't drop it in the soup." With a head tucked underneath that arm, she walks the bloody tower. With a head tucked underneath that arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in, and when they've had a few, they shout, "Is Arsenal going to win?" They think it's Alec James instead of poor old Anne Boleyn, with her head tucked underneath that arm, with her head tucked underneath that arm, she walks the bloody tower with the head tucked underneath that arm at the midnight hour. One night she caught King Henry, he was in the canteen bar. Said he, "Are you Jane Seymour, Anne Boleyn, or Catherine Parr? For how the sweet San Ferian do I know who you are, with your head tucked underneath your arm?"
Night when you are out on a lark, all alone and so afraid of the dark, that's the time you may encounter your host,
who?
The Rockin' Ghost. When the winds are blowing up in the trees, and you're feeling kind of weak in the knees, who will follow you from pillar to post?
Who?
The Rockin' Ghost. Luckily, if you want him to get going, all you do is say, "I dig you the most, ghost." Then you'll notice he'll be Tim in his hat, 'cause he really is the swingin'est cat. When he hears you say, "I dig you the most,"
ooh,
the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost, 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 the Rockin' Ghost.
luckily, if you want him to get going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost. Then you'll notice he'll be tipping his hat, 'cause he really is the swingin'est cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most,
who?
The rockin' ghost. The rockin' ghost. The rockin' ghost. The rockin' ghost.
Well, from 1956, that was Archie Blyer. Archie Blyer, of course, was the head of Cadence Records and was responsible for such groups as the Cordettes and the Everly Brothers and Andy Williams. And actually, he was the fellow that said, yes, and Mr. Sandman. And you don't think of him recording too many songs. He did have a 1954 hit with Hernando's Hideaway, but that was The Rockin' Ghost from 1956. Before that, we heard a song that goes all the way back to the 30s by Stanley Holloway, with her head tucked underneath her arm. Before that, we heard from one of the premier rhythm and blues groups of the late 40s and early 50s. They got their start around 1947 on the National Record label and hit it big with a great song from Showboat, Old Man River. I'm speaking, of course, of the Ravens and the deep, resonant bass voice of Jimmy Ricks. Well, they did a song called Phantom Stagecoach, which certainly fits the Halloween theme. And we started the set off with Billy Ward and the Dominoes and the Bells from 1951. Here's one of my favorite songs. Goes back to 1959. Here are the Revels and Midnight Stroll.
Just got off from work, it was awful late. I had to pass the cemetery gate. The sky was dark and the moon was bright. It was a very, very cold.
Oh,
happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like help.
They said it couldn't be done.
Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done.
But now, at last, I've created the Frankenstein monster.
This is Count Dracula speaking. The Frankenstein monster has escaped.
Don't try to hide. I'm here, please.
We're here in Washington at a special meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
Hello, baby.
Mr. President, what happens if the monster cannot be stopped?
Problems, 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 go alone.
Army radar has picked up the monster, heading toward Philadelphia.
Westbrook Van Eastbrook reporting. We're now here in Philadelphia, where the entire U.S. Army is awaiting the battle of the century. We've spotted the monster coming this way. It's Frankenstein.
Just call my name.
The army has opened fire on the monster. But he still keeps coming. Hold your fire. Dr. Frankenstein's chief assistant is stepping forward. He's trying to speak to the monster.
You don't remember me, but I remember you.
The monster is attacking him. All efforts to stop Frankenstein have failed. There is only one hope left.
I, Count Dracula, will speak to the monster in the only language he understands.
Come prima, più di prima, camerò.
It's no use. Nothing can stop the monster. He's heading into the local television studio. Frankenstein is dancing on bandstand. It looks like all the monster wanted to do was dance with the teenagers.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Of course, the story you've just heard, well...
Stop! Stop or I'll shoot!
It's the Frankenstein monster!
Holy smoke, land sakes alive!
This is Westbrook Van Eastbrook Jr. Frankenstein has returned. Mr. President, how do you feel about this situation?
Woe is me, I should have stayed in bed.
The most fearless gunfighter in the West is riding in to stop the monster. It's Sheriff Tom Dooley.
Beep, 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 beep. There's harm and beep, beep, beep.
Sheriff Dooley, you're the only one who can save us from the monster.
Oh, you sweet thing.
These two great gunmen are about to face each other. Frankenstein has one last word to Tom Dooley.
Oh boy, you're bound to die.
They've drawn their guns. As the smoke clears, only one man is emerging from the battle. It's Frankenstein. He's coming this way. This is Westbrook Van Eastbrook Jr. signing off.
When you come home from the dead.
Watching you.
When you ought to be in school, learning about the golden rule. When you tell a tale that isn't true,
peek-a-boo, I'm watching you. Look in the dark, you see my face. Don't try to hide, I'm every place. Play cool, kind of sweet. I'm gonna give you hot feet.
Hope you heard the thing that said. Let it sink in your big hard head. When you damn the soul right off your shoes.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you. See my face. Don't try to hide. I'm every place. Play cool, kind of sweet. I'm gonna give you a heartbeat.
Hope you heard the thing that I said. Let it sink in your big hard head. When you dance, the soul right off the shoe.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Do the thing you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Thing you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.